It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. And we want to talk about something that has annoyed an awful lot of people. And that is a documentary recently aired by Channel 4, which has been accused of being biased against ADHD. And we want to talk about ADHD. Because a documentary was aired on Channel 4 recently called The Great ADHD Myth. And charities have complained about the documentary. They say that the documentary leads you to believe that ADHD as a condition is a myth. And that it doesn't actually exist. Okay. It's not a diagnosable condition.
That's bollocks.
It's a social construct, not a disorder of the brain.
Now, you watched this documentary. Did they interview actual experts?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, loads.
Medical experts.
Medical experts, yeah.
Who said that ADHD does exist. ADD exists. All those DDs exist.
Okay, basically what the documentary showed or claimed to show is that ADHD is a myth. It doesn't actually, it's not an actually diagnosable condition. And if you look at the amount of children that have been diagnosed with ADHD over the last 10 years, it's in direct correlation to the lives that they lead in this day and age with their addiction to social media, or sorry, not to social media, to gaming and computers, devices, basically, the foods that they eat and the life that they lead. And it's an interesting documentary. What I'm going to do is just play a little bit of audio from the first minute of the show. So it kind of compacts the whole conversation into a minute, into 2 minutes, actually. Have a listen to this. Now, there is music underneath it, but it's taken directly from that Channel 4 show. Have a listen to this.
I've been a psychiatrist for nearly 25 years. Recently, there's one diagnosis that has really taken me off guard. 10 years ago, ADHD was relatively rare in children and it was hardly ever seen in adults.
But now, it's estimated that over 2.5 million people in the UK have ADHD. It's a condition that includes symptoms of inattention, hyperactivity, and impulsivity.
They see too much, they hear too much, they taste too much, they smell too much, so they're constantly distracted.
But the current understanding of ADHD, that it's a neurodevelopmental disorder, meaning that people's brains are wired differently, is not supported by the evidence.
The feelings, the struggles, the experiences are real. The explanation is false and I would actually argue unhelpful.
I've spent the last 25 years researching the history of ADHD. The disorder is, to a certain extent, a social construction.
I'm past president of the Royal College of Psychiatrists. The industry around ADHD, it is about making money at the cost of misery of others.
I was a GP for 35 years, and I'm a former president of the Royal College of General Practitioners. It's certainly not a medical condition as far as I'm concerned.
And many experts, including some NHS clinicians, are becoming increasingly concerned about the implications of giving children mind-altering amphetamines to treat it.
We are going to look back and think, did we actually put a chemical cosh on an entire developing generation of brains?
Now, that's just an extract from that documentary, which, by the way...
Very one-sided, by the way. Why didn't they interview parents of children with ADHD or ADD?
They did.
And what did those parents say?
There was one example of a child having been taken off the medication. He was on medication. He was taken off medication, had his tablets taken away, had the sweets taken out of the press, and within 6 weeks, this was a different kid. This was a completely different child.
I do get that. When you see kids of 6 and 7 with cans of Coke, full fat Coke in their hands, and they're eating sweets all the time and all that, obviously You know, and then you hear these parents going, I don't know why Jaden is running around like a lunatic, but he's running around like a lunatic because he's on his fourth can of Coke. And you've given them, you know.
But it's not just that. It's not just that. It's the way in which kids are addicted, for example, to gaming. I've seen kids literally fling a phone at a parent because the parent wanted to take it off them because they were in the middle of a fucking game. I'm playing a game.
Oh, yeah. My young fella's personality does change when he games. But so there does you mine. Go. So does mine when I play a game. But that's.
But that's a new thing in society today, which wasn't there 30 years ago.
Gaming was around when I was a kid.
Not to the same extent, where it's literally all pervasive. It's absolutely everywhere.
What I would say is, I think, just I haven't watched the documentary, but that clip alone is an insult to parents who are struggling with, and it's who are struggling with children that have ADHD or ADD. And also, the amount of judgmental shit that goes on about parents who put their kids on Ritalin or whatever other medication for... and again, I don't want to talk too much about it because it's not my child to talk about, but a friend of mine had still has a son who was diagnosed. And by the way, despite what people think, you don't get a diagnosis for ADHD or ADD just by filling out one form. It takes several hours to do. It takes place on several different days. They are experts, trained experts, that test for ADHD. So people just thinking that you bring your kid in and you say, oh, my kid's a bit hyper. Oh, ADHD. That's not how it happens. You have to do several tests.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm aware of that.
I was about to say, my friend's son was diagnosed with ADHD 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just an absolute lunatic. And the medication, now he's off it now, but the medication has helped him. And I say, don't judge parents.
And what does the medication do?
I don't know. I'm not.
The medication changes the child's personality. The medication subdues
the child. I presume it corrects the imbalance in the brain or whatever.
If you believe that there's an imbalance in their brain, then it obviously is. Anyway, the question that we're asking you today, we want to get your opinions on that Channel 4 documentary, which basically claims that ADHD as a medical condition is a myth. What they say is, yes, kids do experience hyperactivity. Yes, some kids find it difficult to regulate their emotions. They have outbursts and all of that. But that's just kids being kids. And some kids we're all different. And some kids deal with life differently to others.
But is it not better that we do have a diagnosis?
What's the point? Let me ask you that.
Okay, in school, so that if a child, back in the day, when I was in school and you were in school, and most of you listening to this were in school, there was no diagnosis of anything. And when you look back on it, you could point now, go looking back on your class, you could point out five kids in your class that had autism. 100%.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You could pick out five kids that had developmental issues because they were always considered a bit slow. The dunces of the class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You could point them out. You could also point out kids that clearly had ADHD. Now, things are a lot better. We have all these diagnoses that are carried out by medical professionals, yeah? And by having a diagnosis for your child, it helps the teacher to deal with your child. So if, back in the day, yeah? Kennedy, stop fidgeting. Why are you jumping up and down? Why aren't you concentrating? The teacher just thought you were being bold, yeah? But now they can actually diagnose it and say, well, the child has ADHD, so we have to work our way around that. What the hell is wrong with that?
Our number is 085-825-2626. What this documentary is trying to claim, and by the way, it's available on the Channel 4 app, which is available in this country. Unlike the BBC iPlayer, we can watch Channel 4 programmes in Ireland. It is available. I watched it myself. And it's very interesting. But what it's trying to claim is that this condition, and they use that in air quotes, they call it a condition, is as a result of the life that children lead today compared to the life that children led 50 years ago. They're indoors, they're on games, they're not out exercising, they're not out climbing trees, and this is all as a result of all of that.
So it's a myth, complete myth.
I'm not saying it is, I'm saying that's what the documentary is claiming. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let's get involved. Let's kick off straight away with this message that we got from Keith.
You have kids with ADD and ADHD. Now, to look at a kid with ADHD and say that it's not a disorder, like attention deficit hyperactive disorder, That's what it is. So, like, when you see the kids bouncing around and they're being told they're little fuckers or whatever, like, then kids have ADHD. Now, there's the other one, ADD, which is an attention deficit disorder. A lot of us suffer with that. That could mean, like, you're sitting there and, you know, someone's talking away to you and your brain wanders off somewhere fucking else. Happens a lot of people, say, in classrooms and things like that, you know. It is a thing for people to actually say that it's not. They want to go get an ADD test done themselves because attention deficit hyperactive disorder is a real thing.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Keith was on before the break there, and you had an issue with Keith's message.
No, I don't have an issue. I'm pleasantly surprised, Keith, by your message, because Keith, I would have thought, would be one of these conspiracy theorists that doesn't believe anything exists, like COVID and all that, and that vaccines are crap and all that. And I'm glad to hear Keith actually talking sense and saying it does exist. And Keith, you don't have to go into it because it's your own private business, but I guess Keith is speaking from first-hand experience, maybe one of his children, maybe one of his nieces or nephews. And again, you have to be around. I've been around children that have been diagnosed with ADHD. It's fucking obvious, lads, that they're not just bold. It's obvious. You can tell if a child, you can tell the difference between a bold child and a child that has ADHD.
What's the advantage then to getting a child diagnosed, to putting that label on a child child has ADHD?
The child doesn't have to know. Again, the child I was talking about earlier, my friend's young fella, never knew, was never told. Never had to be told. They put him on medication, said that's medication to make you better, that's all. So the label, he didn't have the label. It helps teachers, it helps everybody, it helps parents understand what's going on in their kid's brain. That's all.
Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Afternoon, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. Now, Lorraine, you sent us in a message earlier on. Your child has ADHD, is that right?
He does, and he's 13.
And he's 13, okay.
Yeah.
And what made you, we'll go to the start, what made you take him for a diagnosis?
It was the school. The school were brilliant with me. With my son, he's a concentration of a newt. He can't sit still for long. He has outbursts and stuff like that. And we noticed it, and the school were great with me. The school were like, Lorraine, do you mind if we set the ball rolling with this? Because he was diagnosed dyslexic as well. And but no, the school helped me. The school were brilliant with me and helped a lot with me and the diagnosis with my child.
Okay, and you did get your child diagnosed as being having ADHD, yeah?
I did.
Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Yeah.
So let me ask you then, what has that meant to you, firstly, as a parent, knowing that this is the condition that your child has?
He's been getting the help that he needs.
And what is that help?
I don't, if you put your child on medication and you need to put your child on medication, that works for you. It was something I didn't want to do.
Why?
I didn't want to. So, it's just something, I didn't want to medicate him. I wanted to try different routes. I wanted to try, like, he goes to occupational therapy, he goes to physiotherapy for his fidgetiness and stuff like that. I wanted to try that route first, then put him on the medication, and that seems to be working for us. The therapy and the physiotherapy, and like he has a seat in school where like it's a stop and fidget and stuff like that. I wanted to try that route first, then rather than medicate, and it seems to be working for me. As I said, if you have to medicate your child, you have to.
And
do
let me
that.
And let me ask you then about, I don't know if you've seen this Channel 4 documentary, but it would certainly put you off medicating a child for ADHD. Basically, what it's trying to claim is that all the medication is really doing is numbing the child's brain, is numbing their personality and calming them down. It's literally drugging them. What's your opinion on people who use medication to essentially subdue the child's personality and their way of being?
I wouldn't hold it against another parent. If that's your way of dealing with your child, that's your, like, I wouldn't. It's just, to me, I'd have to kind of say, I wouldn't want to drug my child. I wouldn't want to have my child to walk around like a zombie, if that makes sense. I want him to have a personality. I want him to be able to control, like, the thing with Arsene is he can't really control his emotions, and he's that type of child. If you told him to jump off a 10-foot building, he'd jump off a 10-foot building. Like, he has no impulse control. But I wanted to try the way that it's working with us is, as I said, he goes to therapy, he goes to all of this, it's working for us, and I don't need to go down the medication. I wouldn't hold it against the parents. If you need to drug your child or put your child on medication, that works for your family.
During that Channel 4 documentary, there is a child is featured in it, and this child, as an experiment, they take him off his medication for a 6-week period, and after 3 weeks, the kid is asked by the documentary makers, "How do you feel now after 3 weeks off your medication?" And his exact answer was, "I feel like myself again." In other words, while he was on medication, he didn't feel like himself. He felt like himself again. That is what the medication, and this is the argument from the documentary, that is what the medication is doing to children.
So one kid, you're using one kid as a...
Watch the documentary.
No, that's one kid.
As I said, guys, it can work. Like, some children, I don't agree with it. As I said, I wouldn't put my child on medication. It was something I said from the start when he got the diagnosis.
Having said that, my friend said that as well. She would never put her son on it, but it got to the point where to have to get a life back, they needed to.
As I said, it hasn't got to that point with me yet. As I said, if it got to the point where there was no, that I had no life, he had no life, if it got to that point, I wouldn't say I'd rule it out. But for the moment, the therapy's working, the physiotherapy's working, the stuff that we're doing with him is working.
Okay, so let me read a message that came in a moment ago, and it says, "A kid with ADHD already knows they are different. Telling them they have ADHD can actually help them feel better about themselves."
It does. All we noticed, myself and my husband noticed a complete change in our son. Our son was going around...
Once you put a label on him, he felt better?
No, not that we put the label on him. His big thing in his head was he just thought he was stupid. That's what he kept saying to us. "I can't do this in school, I'm stupid. I am different than everybody else, I'm stupid." When he got this diagnosis, he realised, yes, not that he's stupid, but his brain works different. That his brain just works slightly different than everybody else's, and he just needs that extra bit of help. Not that I'm saying that the diagnosis helps him. Like, as I said, nobody wants to label the children. Like, it is. Like, people are looking out there now, and it seems to be the buzzword now. Autism, ADHD.
Jess, she's coming on. That's from Jess, who is basically saying that it's, and again, and I'm not having a go with Jess, I'll say it to her face when she comes on. She doesn't have kids. She's never been around children that have ADHD. So it's very easy.
Okay, but there are many people that believe, rightly or wrongly, Jeremy, that putting a label of ADHD. Now, obviously, it's a diagnosed condition. It takes...
My answer to them people would be, come live a week in my shoes.
Exactly.
That's if you want to tell me that this is made up, and yes, my son, I know when he's being bold. Don't get me wrong. I don't just turn around and automatically say, oh, he's having an episode. I know when he's being bold, but I also know when he can't control his, like when he can't regulate himself, when he's having one of his episodes, I can tell the difference. I'm not saying he can be bold, but come live a week in my shoes. If you want to sit there and tell me that this is a myth and this isn't true and blah, 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 come live a week in my shoes is all I say.
Okay, but let me bring in Jess on this. Jess, you've annoyed an awful lot of people on our Facebook page as we're recording this podcast. What's your main point on this?
Well, first of all, Jeremy, is that I don't have any experience. My best mate of 25 years has ADHD. So just because I don't have any kids, because you love to throw that out. You fucking love to throw it out, don't you? It gives you glee, doesn't it?
Now you're showing symptoms of ADHD yourself, because you're getting all hyper and aggressive over something very small.
No, because you know damn well that pisses me off when you throw that out. You know damn well
Let's deal with the issue here.
You have a friend that has it. Yeah, you say it's just a buzzword, so you're contradicting yourself.
No, I said, and if you look up previously, and I even said it on the post, there are genuine cases, but I think especially now, everything is overdiagnosed. ADHD, autism, ARFID, which is a new thing, which is athanasius picky eating, BPD. Everyone needs to have some sort of diagnosis.
I've never heard of that condition. What's it called again?
ARFID.
Oh,
they ask me, it's just picky, and they won't eat because it's a certain texture or something. I don't. Again, it's all these new diagnosed BS.
Well, no.
And then I have that.
I know. I've heard of that before. I know lots of people whose children have that. It's where certain. It's the same with clothes. They have that's a sensory thing. Where they won't wear certain clothes because that's why a lot of schools, including the school my kids go to, they got rid of school uniforms and it's only tracksuits now because a lot of the kids couldn't wear shirts because of the sensory thing. They don't like something tight around their neck. These things are all, by the way, been proven to be true, Jess. And you, with the greatest respect to you, you have...
I'm sure there's genuine cases, Jeremy, but like I said, I think it's overdiagnosed. Well, actually,
Lorraine, can I ask you that question?
Sure.
And this is one of the things that came across in the documentary.
By the way, she has zero medical qualifications.
None of us have, by the way. None of us do.
No, but
all four of us here right now aren't doctors.
But why are we even having this conversation, Jeremy? Because you don't have any medical experience.
Lorraine, I want to go back to the point I was about to ask you. This documentary highlights that 10 years ago, 12 years ago, there were a very small amount of cases of ADHD in the UK. And now 10 years later, 2.5 million children in Britain have ADHD. 10 years ago, they didn't. Now, do you think it is overdiagnosed? I'm accepting what you're saying about your own child, but do you think too many people have this condition now?
It is a real condition, and I'm going to say it's a real condition, but as I said, and I kind of slightly agree with Jess on that point, it seems to be the buzzword. People are looking for, if your child has something slightly wrong, if your child, they're looking for an excuse for it. As I said, it was the school that copped it with my son, and we went through them channels, and yes, it has helped me a hell of a lot with the diagnosis. Do I think it's overdiagnosed? I think it seems to be the buzzword.
I'm reading between the lines here. I think you want to say it is, but you're afraid to. That's what I'm reading.
It seems to be the buzzword at the moment. It does seem to be the buzzword. My child's autistic. My child is ADHD. Nobody wants to label their child. I certainly didn't want to put a label on my child. Nobody wants their child labelled. But as you said, how come 10 years ago and now it's...
Obviously, Jess,
Look at Robbie Williams. He suddenly came out saying he has autism, and he even said himself, oh, I can just use this now for everything. Why does everyone feel like they need to have a label or something? Why does everyone feel like they need to say, that?
Yeah, that was the point I was making earlier on, Jeremy. I mentioned we were talking about fidgeting there, for example. I fidget like fuck, and I always have. I can't do this podcast, for example, or a radio show without having a pen in my hand.
It's your crutch.
I have to have a pen in my hand. Does that mean I've got some sort of a condition?
Maybe
should I be diagnosed?
Well, no. If you're controlling it in your life, then it's fine. But the thing is, the difference now, to answer Lorraine's question, is when we were at school, teachers were only trained in the subjects they were teaching. So your geography teacher wouldn't even fucking know what ADHD was or autism or anything like that. Their job is to teach about the clouds.
Yeah.
But now teachers are trained to spot early warning signs because teachers spend more time with your kids than you do during their formative years.
Yeah, absolutely.
And teachers are now very well trained to be able to spot things. So in the yard, if they see a child running in a way that isn't a normal way, because some children don't run in a normal way, they will be able to go to the parent and say, listen, little Jack, I've noticed Jack...
Just because people do things differently, Jeremy, doesn't automatically mean it's some sort of disorder.
No, it doesn't, but sometimes it's a underlying
issue.
Schools are brilliant.
They're brilliant. The schools are great for me, and now the secondary school that my son is in now, they are fantastic. Like, if he needs to get up out of class, he's allowed to leave class.
He has a movement break and stuff like that.
Like, the schools are fantastic, and schools were a great help for me.
Isn't that better, lads, that we now have an agency, labels, what about labels? But isn't it better now? Back in the day, if you had...
It is better, Jeremy, but why is it so rampant now?
Because there's more...
But that's my point, and that's exactly the point of this documentary.
Parents want an answer as to why their kids are acting in certain ways. So back in the day, if a kid had ADHD and was fidgeting around in the class all the time, the teacher would
put down the back.
Yeah, the teacher would shout down, you know, John, you're a messer. No, listen to me. John, you're a messer.
Jeremy, sometimes there is just bold kids. Sometimes there is just bold kids. Sometimes there is just dumb kids.
And can I ask you a question? Do you believe, I know we're not even allowed to use the word bold today, but do you believe...
Oh, who's stopping using the word?
That it's frowned upon. It's not politically correct anymore to use the word bold. Do you believe, Lorraine, that there are some kids that are just bold kids?
There is. Like as I said, I know when my son himself, like I know when he's just being bold. I can tell straight off, and he'll turn around to me, like, I know straight off.
And what's the difference then between him being bold and a behaviour that is brought on by his ADHD?
Where he can't, like, the thing with my son is, he can't control his emotions. He will turn around and he will outburst himself, like, over the smallest inconvenience could be something stupid, like he couldn't tie his shoelace. He will explode. It's the biggest inconvenience in his life. Has him being bold, if he's outside and I tell him to stop to do something and he looks back at me, he can tell the difference. It's that type of thing. It's the smallest inconvenience. Like he can't regulate himself, like to understand, oh, your shoe's not tied properly. And he'd just turn around and he could explode and hit a wall. Like he has no impulse control, that type of side of it. As I said, if he was there to climb a 10-foot wall, he'd climb the 10-foot wall and jump off it.
And Jess, your whole point on this is you believe on the one hand that it does exist, but you think it's overdiagnosed, do you?
I do believe there are genuine cases. Like, is that Lorraine, is it?
Yeah, that's Lorraine, yeah.
Hi, Lorraine. Yeah, no, like Lorraine, that sounds like a genuine case to me. Now, as Jeremy says, I have no medical background, but I'd love to see his PhD. There is genuine cases. But I just feel a lot of things now, it's like everyone's searching for a label. At what point does it give? What point does it give to you?
Okay, stay there for 1 second. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to give us your opinion, Rachel has been on to us.
My son is diagnosed with ADHD. Now, it's not like really severe or debilitating for him or anything like that. And he's he's unmedicated. I don't give him anything for it. And I cook dinner every day. He doesn't really, we don't have sweets in the house. He doesn't really get fizzy drinks or anything. So it's not that he needed a diagnosis for school so we could get this piece of paper over here in America. They call it a 504. And basically that just gives them like extra time on tests and it doesn't like chastise him. Like he doesn't get in trouble because he decides to stare out the window for 6 minutes rather than write down the answers to his test and stuff. I get that. I'm in the middle of getting on what's called an IEP, which is an individualized education plan, just to make that more specific to what he requires. I do get that a lot of parents throw it out there, you know, because their little angles are, you know, they have ADHD, they can't help it. But it is a real thing. And the problem is there's so many people throwing it around now all of the time that it takes away from the really, like, the actual cases, you know?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Heather, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Heather?
Not too bad. How are you guys?
Good, thanks, Heather. You yourself have ADHD, is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. I was diagnosed when I was about 12, like, well, maybe younger. And throughout my life, I got reassessed. So I've probably been reassessed. I'm 35 now. I've probably been reassessed 3 or 4 times.
Okay, so you have ADHD from diagnosed over 20 years ago when it was nothing. Yeah, when it was nothing. Nobody even knew what it was.
When it was non-existent.
Okay.
Like teachers in my school were like, what is this crap? Like this doesn't mean anything, you know? I was in a school full of just 28 girls from the time I was 3 till 18. And they were all like class students, you know, and I couldn't understand why I couldn't get to where they were all the time. Like I had one of my friends assigned to me like every week at the end of every school week. to help me organize my locker. Like, it was really, it's not just being hyper, or it's really like this organization, your brain is going too fast. Like, just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's there. It's like any other illness. You know, if someone said they had heart disease, you're going to know that they have heart disease because you can see it. But just because you can't see it in someone's brain doesn't mean it's not there. It doesn't mean they don't have a sickness, a malady.
Okay, now I don't know if you've seen the Channel 4 documentary, but one of the things... It'll be an interesting watch for you, I'm sure. But
I bet, yeah.
What it shows is that the condition of ADHD is not a neurological condition. In other words, you can't tell the difference between the brain of somebody like you with ADHD and the brain of a child who doesn't have ADHD. It's impossible to tell the brains apart, really, is what it's saying.
I mean, I guess, well, I'm not a doctor, as well, none of us are, but I'm also not a neurosurgeon or a neuro whatever. But what I guess throughout the years, I've read a lot of books on ADHD and whatnot. And so has my mom, and so have my dad, because they didn't want to put me on medication and blah, blah, blah. But what I believe is, and what is fact, is that with someone with ADHD or someone with a neurological illness, with ADHD, the transmitters, they're going too fast. So when you're thinking about something, they're not going at a normal speed. The process from your brain to your actions, it's going so fast that you don't have time. It's like you're not given the same time as someone who doesn't have ADHD to reflect on the consequences. And that's why, like, behavior management and therapy is so important.
Okay, so let me ask you then.
Well, for me, in my opinion.
Okay, so let me ask you what being diagnosed with ADHD 20 odd years ago did for you as a child.
Oh, what does it do for me? It kind of, you know, I felt like it made me feel a lot lesser than everybody else. I always felt like I was never maybe as smart as everybody else. I couldn't do everything else that everyone else could do because of what I had, you know, and I know that's not true, but to some extent, when you're a child, it marks you and it stays with you until adulthood. And when you're an adult, you're more mature, and even re-diagnosed as an adult with ADHD, I've tried to manage my impulses and my behavior, because as an adult now with ADHD, my personality is quite addictive, and I believe that people with ADHD are quite prone to becoming addicts, whether it be gambling or alcohol or drugs.
And, were you then, or are you now, on any medication to treat the condition?
Yes, I started off, my first medication was a medication called Concerta, and I was, I think, 13 when I started that, maybe 12, because my parents didn't want to, so they tried for 2 years, no candy, like nothing, no sweets in the house, like we had prison biscuits, you know, those digestives with no chocolate, like that was it, like, and that didn't do anything, like they thought it would, but it really didn't, so they remember that more than I do, and I guess when I got older, well, the Concerta, the first medication they put me on, I couldn't eat anything. I lost a ton of weight. The teachers then were concerned about me and blah, blah, blah. So they changed the medication. So I was then changed to another medication called Ritalin. And when I started taking Ritalin, it did curb my appetite. However, my mother would not force me, but she would try to sit with me late at night until the medication wore off and made sure that I ate. And that was quite
Let me ask you your opinion then on medicating children, for example. A lot of people are against the idea of, as one child described it, his brain being numbed.
It is kind of like that. It would be quite the same as an antidepressant, really. That robotic feeling that way you have no reaction to anything, a situation. If something is something, like, imagine a ghost came into your class and, you know, everyone's reaction would be, oh, Jesus, there's a ghost. You'd just be looking at it and you'd be like, oh, fuck, sorry. You'd be like, oh, shit, yeah, it's a ghost.
It's a ghost, whoop-de-doo, like, yeah. Whoop-de-doo, yeah. So let me ask you then your opinion on medicating children.
I believe that the last thing to do is to medicate children, obviously. To medicate an adult, it would be the last thing to do as well. Children,
and then, let me ask you another question then.
No matter what age.
You were diagnosed at a time where ADHD was practically unheard of. 20 odd years later, It could be argued every second child is ADHD.
Oh, stop. What? I can't take it. I just can't take it. I swear to God, Adrian, I swear, I promise you, when I go on, not often on social media, but when I do go on, I fucking hell, the amount of ads that come on about ADHD or mental illness, like, and I'm like, how the hell do they even know? And there's all these quizzes you can take and all this shite, all this absolute crap. Like, it's unreal. And then, you know, younger kids and teenagers, they start looking at it, they're like, oh yeah, I diagnosed myself, I've got it. God, like, fucking wake up. Like, it's
okay, so it's, do it's you
tragic,
believe
actually. It's
do,
really tragic. It
okay,
makes me
do
sad.
You believe that ADHD is overdiagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe?
I don't believe, however, I do not believe that it is overdiagnosed by practitioners. However, maybe there are some practitioners who may be corrupt. We don't know. We don't know people.
No, I agree.
Because, you know, like, that's a whole other thing. But,
okay,
but,
so
but
if you believe it is overdiagnosed, is it? Because my understanding of the test...
People diagnose themselves, Adrian. It's because people diagnose themselves.
I know,
they're
but...
Like, well, I do that, so I okay, have that. Like.
No, but say self-diagnosed wouldn't be recognised by schools or anything. You would have to have a proper diagnosis.
Yeah, but do you realise you can now ask ChatGPT to do things for you? You can be like, hey, can you write this and that and the other? And they
I'm aware that ChatGPT could probably diagnose your ADHD. It could probably throw a load of questions at you to ascertain. Yeah. But my point is, that's not going to be recognised by schools or anything else.
No, it's not.
If you think it is overdiagnosed, who's responsible? Is it parents looking to put a label on their child, or is it the medical profession looking to put kids on tablets?
I think it's both. Like, there's not one or the other. Like, if a medical professional is doing his job and a psycho mom comes in being like, oh my God, I'm too lazy to look after my child, so he's just hyper. It's like, no, you don't know how to look after a child. That's all. Like, it's not because
but
he's a bad
child.
But
you do believe that there is a percentage of children with ADHD, at least a diagnosis of it, that don't really have it.
Yeah, I feel like it's probably more environmental than anything.
Okay, and that's exactly what this documentary, by the way, is trying to argue. So
yeah,
what? Okay,
not but then, I haven't seen it, but like in a lot of situations, absolutely.
Then
like
my
anything.
Final question is: what makes you different? What makes you be a person with ADHD and other people not?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I'd have to think about the answer to that. I wouldn't be different. I would just be someone who's suffering more than they are.
No, but my question is more, you have stated that you have ADHD, is that right?
Yes, I have been diagnosed professionally with ADHD for three or four times.
Three or four times. Okay, so you have ADHD and you don't question that at all, yet you do question other people that might have it.
I would, because, for example, one time I was out with my friends and we got talking to a group of people and this girl was like, oh, I don't know how we got talking. And she came up anyway and she was like, well, I've got ADHD and that's why blah, 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 blah. And I went, oh, Jesus, here we go. Like, and, you know, people who, like, for me, like, I don't just go around telling everyone I have ADHD. Like, it's not like, it's an illness. Like, you don't go around saying, hey, like, if you have fucking, I don't know, broken leg, you're not going to go around tell everyone, well, they can see you've got a broken leg, but you don't go around telling everyone you've got some serious illness like MS or whatever, an important quad, you know? But like, when people say that, like, to me, and they're like, oh, I've got ADHD and na-na-na-na-na, I'm like, fuck, you are not taking that seriously. That is not, like, you're laughing about it, thinking it's funny. It's not funny. It's not funny. It's going to affect you for the rest of your life. And you think it's great because you're on one night out and, you know, you smoke behind the school once and you got ADHD. Like, no, like...
Okay, stay there for one second, Heather, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Laura.
Hiya, I'm grand, yeah.
Now, what did you want to say on this? This documentary on Channel 4, and by the way, we'll put a link up to it in when we're posting this podcast as well. It's actually called ADHD, The Great ADHD Myth is what the documentary is called. What did you want to say on this?
Well, first of all, with the name, the title of that being a myth, I think that's very dangerous to say that it's not real, because there are people that have it. Now, your girl that was talking there, saying about how low the kids are being diagnosed with ADHD and things like that. I would assume like some of them are probably like, you know, taking advantage and saying, oh yeah, I have ADHD, and they're probably just saying that because they did a link on what the website, as you're saying there. And obviously there are people that are generally diagnosed with ADHD. But like, I think it's very dangerous to be with that program saying that it's a myth, because like it's 2026. I mean, like I suffer from, I have social anxiety, but I take counseling and stuff like that. But I was diagnosed with that through my counseling, and I decided not to take medication for, I don't think I need it. I just like kind of cope with it, doing running and stuff like that. But
I'm
like,
sorry, have you ever been diagnosed with anything like ADHD?
No, I haven't. But I remember I was sent, because when I was younger, I had to go to special school because I had to do speech therapy. I was delayed speech, because I thought maybe I have something like autism, but I haven't really bothered with diagnosing myself with that. I think it's the case of if it affected me in school, then get diagnosed with that. But if I'm like living my normal life at work and stuff like that, I don't think there's a need for me to do something like that. But I think with me, with anxiety, it's that's kind of like my main thing, trying to cope with the things and get overwhelmed. But as I was trying to say there, like when I was younger, I suppose, or anybody when younger, like back in the, say, 70s, 80s, whatever, there wouldn't have been as much information out there for like autism.
No, and in fact, we heard from
especially with like the mental health in Ireland.
Yes,
like,
no, I agree. We heard from Heather.
Depression and things like that.
We heard from Heather a moment ago, who was basically telling us she was diagnosed at a time where nobody knew what ADHD was. It was over 20 years ago. But the point is, she believes that she does have ADHD, but she also, in the same breath, believes that it is overdiagnosed. I just read a comment there a moment ago from a lady called Kathleen on our Facebook page, and she said, and I quote exactly what she said, "I think it's mostly parents wanting to put a label on their children."
That's a stupid. Can we get Kathleen on? That's a stupid comment to make, and it's obviously a comment coming from someone who doesn't have a child that has.
So Kathleen wouldn't be the only one that would have that opinion, Jeremy.
Why would a parent want to put a label on their child
to explain their behaviour?
Those with those skills and stuff, and it's good that they have SNAs in classes now. Because if it's like, you know, I think whenever I had like speech problems when I was younger, it was kind of like I had to go to a different school to get the help, you know, whereas when you have the SNAs, they can help the kids that are kind of falling behind.
Yeah, and I think people like Kathleen are banging out of order. I don't think it's to put a label on. It's to actually aid them to be able to understand. If you can understand what your child has, mm-hmm. yeah, then there's books available. So if you say, for instance, I bring one of my kids tomorrow and gets a diagnosis for ADHD, yeah, I know fuck all, to be honest with you, about ADHD, other than what I see online and what I hear from friends who have kids. So if one of my kids, if I say my youngest daughter mm-hmm. got diagnosed with ADHD tomorrow, yeah,
mm-hmm.
then you could go to a specialist who'll be able to tell you how to deal with the different things. So how do you deal when a child, say, who was the caller that was saying, was it Lorraine that was saying that when her child can't do a simple task, he loses his fucking reason?
I do. I literally sit there pulling my hair out going, I can't understand why I can't do this.
Maybe you have ADHD then. But I'm saying, if you, it's, forearmed is forewarned, yeah? So if one of my children got diagnosed with ADHD, I'd be able to speak to a specialist, yeah? And find out the coping mechanisms, what's going on in the child's brain. How do people not understand this? I'll be able to go to a library, yeah, or a bookstore mm-hmm. and get one of the 1,000 books that you can get on ADHD. How to cope as an ADHD parent. So it gives you the material to be able to help your child. It's all about helping your child. So it's not about a label. You're not going to get your child to go around school wearing a badge that says, I have ADHD. It's to help the child. That's what it's all about. Why can't you see that?
And Laura,
are you saying that you lose your, and you do, you have a short temper.
No, it's frustration. Like, I was here yesterday after you left in this studio and there was something going wrong with the computer here, and I was literally going, like that.
That's normal behaviour. Yeah, that's
should I go and get diagnosed because I couldn't cope with it?
That's fucking stupid.
Literally what happened. I couldn't cope with what was going on. I was banging the desk here. Why is this doing this? I just couldn't.
No, but you do have a lot of personality traits that are probably questionable and you probably should be done. No, joking.
But I don't need to be.
But then fine, you do you. Fine.
But I don't need to be. That's the point.
Because you're not five, Adrian.
Sorry, I know adults in their 40s that have been diagnosed with ADHD only in the last year or two.
Well, yeah, and I know people who've gone for autism diagnosis in their 40s because I get that. I got a friend who got diagnosed at 42 with autism, and I asked her, why did you only get it done now? And she said, because I wanted to know why my brain was operating in a different way. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with knowing what's going on in your brain?
Because, and this goes back to the whole thesis of this documentary on Channel 4, what they're arguing is you cannot tell anything in the difference of the patterns in the brain of somebody with ADHD and somebody without it. So it's not a brain malfunction. That's really what the documentary was claiming.
So you believe that?
No, I just watched the documentary with an open mind.
So you're an expert now.
Darren has been on to us.
It absolutely exists because I have it. Ever since I was younger, I wasn't allowed to sit beside certain kids because I'd be laughing, messing. I wasn't allowed coke because if I got any sort of sugar when I was younger, it would just set me off the walls. Now in my working life, I literally cannot concentrate on anything for any more than a half an hour or an hour. I have to go on to something else then. And it seems to have gotten worse since I got older. But I have to do with things a certain way. I have certain traits, and there's no way I'd ever go on medication. I don't believe in prescription drugs, to be honest.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Kathleen, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Jeremy.
Now, Kathleen, your comment on Facebook annoyed a lot of people, including our Jeremy here. What did you want to say on this whole thing?
I wanted to say, Adrian, I have a son. He's in his 40s now. He's settled down with his own children now. When he was a child, Adrian, he tried to diagnose him with ADHD. I'm going back now to 20-odd years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I had him in counseling for over two years. And I said to him, he hasn't got ADHD. He's just bold. He just wanted everything his way. It was his way or the highway. And I have family members, Adrian, and I swear to God, I'm not lying to you when I tell you, every one of them has a child with ADHD. Every single one of them has one or two children with ADHD. And I just don't understand it.
So what you're saying, where it comes to your son, when he was a young fella, he could very well have been diagnosed with ADHD, but you firmly believe he was just bold.
He was just bold, yeah. And I mean, as I said, now he has a great life. He's got his own home. He's doing really well. He has three children. He's a grandfather now, actually. But as I said, people were saying to me, there's something wrong with him. But there was nothing wrong with him, Adrian. He was just bold. And I mean, I could have claimed to do what you could, to domicile or whatever you call it, because as I said, I had him in counseling for over 2.5 years. And they were telling me, he was an overactive child, all right. He loved taking things apart and putting them back together again. And he did get into a lot of trouble. And I don't mean with the police or anything, just stupid things when he was a child in school and that. But as I said, I put him into counselling for 2.5 years. And a nicer person you couldn't meet now. Not a bother on him. And as I said, I have a lot of family members, Adrian, and I'm just sick of hearing it now. Every child that's born, I have maybe just one with five children, and two of the children at least have ADHD. I've never heard so much of ADHD in all my life.
And what do you think? Never. What do you think is the reason behind this? Why do you think so many children today have ADHD? The experts will say it's because we're better at diagnosing it now. Others will say that it is parents pushing for a diagnosis to explain their children's behaviour. Your explanation for your child's behaviour was he was bold. End of.
Yeah, exactly.
And do you think that's the case with some children today who have ADHD?
Yeah, I do. Because as I said, if ADHD was a thing years ago, I probably would have got a hand down. And you tried to push on me that there was something not right, there was something this, there was something that. But as I said, I didn't listen to them. I couldn't even count them for 2.5 years. And I went to them every week.
And as a matter of interest, did that do any good?
It did, Adrian, because as I said, he's a grown man now. He has his own family and whatever. And it just stopped at a certain age. He just kind of grew over. But as I said, I'm sick to my teeth, the family members telling me they have, we say, 5 children or 2 children have ADHD. It's not only one family. It's every second family that kids have ADHD. I believe in my heart. I'm not saying there's not children with ADHD. Don't get me wrong.
Okay, so you do believe that it does exist. You do believe...
Yeah, I believe it does, yeah. But right. Not to the extent that it's been played. Not to the extent.
Laura, what would you say to that? She believes it exists, but not to the extent that we see today.
Well, as I was saying, they're like... with some of them that like probably generally do have ADHD, and then maybe some of them are like looking at websites to do the kind of assessment type of thing. But like, I think if you're getting a child assessed, if they're like struggling in school, whatever, I think that would be the reason why they'd be kind of getting the child assessed. Because I was trying to say earlier on, like,
he struggled in school, yeah. He couldn't sit easy. He was, and like I said, I went to school more times for him. Oh, but he was this, or he was that. He was moving around, or he wasn't paying attention. But as I said, look, they tried to diagnose him with whatever they wanted to. They wanted to put him on medication. I said, no, not at all. He's not going on medication. There's nothing wrong. He's just bald.
Yeah, but you said he was doing well in school then when you were. You've done that other stuff. You weren't
eventually,
getting medicated.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah. And me and him had a very special bond, like when he was growing up, because I have 5 children, but I kind of took more attention to him. And I mean, if anybody said that about me, you'd lose the head or whatever. But I would have never put it down to him having ADHD. I mean, as I said, every single day now you're hearing, the kids was diagnosed with ADHD. This child has ADHD. I have it in my own family.
And have you ever challenged any of them over it, or did you just leave it be?
I said, my God, not another child with ADHD.
And what answer do you get?
And they were just saying, well, that's what you... I said, but how are they diagnosed? Only babies, like. I think people themselves, Adrian, put that label on the kid before they're even diagnosed. And that's what the problem is. I mean, you see bald children every day. And as I said, my personal experience with my son, he was just, and I said it all the time. I mean, if I went into a shop with him years ago and there was sweets on the floor, he used to pick them up and walk out. And I'd say to the security man, he's not taking that. And he'd say, well, it was on the floor, nobody was going to buy it. But that wasn't the point for me. I just told the security man, he's not taking sweets. And the security man would take them off him, whatever. And as I said, he had been counted for 2.5 years.
Stay with me for a second, Kathleen, because your opinion, while some agree with it, that it is totally overdiagnosed as a way of explaining a child's poor behaviour. Yeah. Anthony, you're really annoyed listening to what you're hearing here, are you?
Very annoyed. As of my sister, when I mentioned to her what the topic was today, who has ADHD herself.
Okay,
ADHD
go on.
Is very real. 2 of my nephews have it, as does my sister and one of my friends. Anyone who says it's a myth or overdiagnosed needs to educate themselves. If anything, ADHD is underdiagnosed. Whoever made this documentary, it's just lies and slander, and they'd be lucky not to be put in prison. This crap should never have been allowed to air in the first place.
Okay, you haven't seen it, though, have you?
No, and no. I wouldn't watch anything with such lies and such slander.
But no, you don't know it's lies until you've actually seen it. But anyway...
It's offensive to those who have ADHD and family of those who have ADHD. It's offensive.
Okay, Kathleen's argument here is that, yes, she accepts that ADHD exists as a condition, but she can't believe the amount of kids being diagnosed with it, and she believes that a lot of that diagnosis is aimed at explaining a child's poor behaviour. What do you say to that?
A lot of people are being diagnosed because now we know what to look for, unlike years ago, when people had no knowledge of ADHD or autism at all, okay? People have more awareness. That's a good thing. Unlike, it shouldn't be like it was when I was growing up, where my family had to fight for years to get me assessed for autism. We now have more awareness. so people can be assessed quickly.
Right? Okay, Kathleen, the reason there are so many children now with ADHD is we've gotten better at diagnosing it. What do you say to that?
I understand where Anthony is coming from, but at the same time, as he said, it took his family to fight to get him diagnosed. I understand that. But I mean, how can you tell somebody from a child 2 years of age, 3 years of age, they have ADHD before there's even a diagnosis for that? And I just, my personal opinion, I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but to the extent that people say it exists, it's just off the rails. It's off the rails. You couldn't have five children aging in one family and have two or three of them with ADHD. It just doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense.
Anthony, can you make it make sense for her?
It makes perfect sense that a lot of people are having autism and ADHD because assessments that I had heard earlier said about 1 in 3 in the country may have a form of autism. 1 in 3. So it makes sense if somebody are being diagnosed with ADHD or autism or Asperger's. It makes sense. You just have to think. Just think about it. And honestly, this documentary, this kind of crap, honestly, it should be pulled from Channel 4. It should be banned. That's what should happen. We should pull it and never air it again.
Can I just ask Anthony? Anthony, do you believe, really believe, that every child that's diagnosed with ADHD have ADHD?
Or who has autism? Yes. Because I myself have autism. My family have it. Friends have it. I know a lot of people who have it, okay? And we know that autism and ADHD is being assessed more because we know more about it. It's good that people know more about it. But I think the government should be doing more to raise awareness on it. Like if I were a teacher, I would just put more money into advertising campaigns to make people more aware of the program so teachers know how to work with students who have ADHD or autism, who can do a better job. There's more that can be done to help the autism community and those ADHD in this country. That's what needs to happen.
I believe, Anthony, I believe autism. But I just can't get my head around ADHD, and that's just my opinion.
ADHD is very real, okay?
I know it's real. People are just diagnosing their children themselves before the kids are actually diagnosed. But I had a son that he tried to put down my throat years ago that he had it, and I wouldn't listen. I wouldn't listen because, as I said, he was just fouled. And I know he's fouled. I knew he'd be fouled.
Well, it sounds like your son may indeed have had ADHD. He may have had it.
So what did he do? Just grow over?
No, you just...
I mean, he's a man now. He's a man now. He's in his 40s now.
Well, a lot of people do have ADHD. Like my nephew did. One of them who recently did the leaving cert, he got great results in that.
As I said, I believe, Anthony, that it exists, but I just don't agree with, I don't believe that it exists to the extent that people are saying I've heard people diagnosing their own children before they even get a diagnosis for it, you know, and it's wrong because, as I said, it is taken them away from the children that genuinely do have it.
Because you believe that she believes that there are kids who have been labelled with ADHD who actually don't have it. It is just a label put on them to explain their behaviour. That's really the point that she's making, but she believes that that is very unfair on other kids, on kids who genuinely have the condition.
Well, I was just going to say something there because my late mother, she knew I had autism before the doctors assessed it. She had to fight for years just to get that proven. So sometimes parents can spot it and they know before the doctors can realise it. Same how my sister saw that my nephews have autism because she saw that in me. Growing up.
Good to talk to you as always, Anthony. Thanks very much indeed. Let's bring in more opinions before we wrap up. And this is Patricia.
Hi, guys. Great topic. Sorry, I can't come on. Just getting ready for work. But I've just been listening to Lorraine there. I have a slightly different situation going on. My son's autistic. And here in Spain, they've had him on Respidrone since he's 2.5. He's 6, he just turned 6 in July, and we haven't noticed any sort of change in his conduct. In fact, I just totally agree with that documentary, that I just sort of numbed them a little bit. In saying that, we also do speech therapy, occupational therapy. He gets a lot of help at school. He goes swimming twice a week. So there's loads of stuff that he has going on. But my husband and I research a specialist in the US that works in Egypt 3 months of the year. And luckily for us, we researched this doctor for about a year and a half. And luckily for us, we had to make the appointment last October, and we got the appointment for this just July gone there. And he totally took him off the respiratorone, and he has him on like a lot of supplements, folinic acid being one of them. And he's only been taking that medicine for about 3 weeks now. Like I said, a lot of it is a lot of natural supplements, and the difference in him. The difference in him. I mean, you know, he's a child, he's a little boy, he's a little 6-year-old boy, he's interested in things, he wants to play and all the rest of it. So I think it depends on the medicine, but those heavy medicines like respiridone and stuff like that, I don't know, they didn't work for my son. I'm just saying, I'm not judging anybody that decides to put their children on medication. When I was diagnosed with ADHD here through the public service, they wanted to put me on fluoxetine, which is basically liquid Prozac, and I took it for a week and I was like, no way. Went through the private insurance that I have here in Spain, spoke to a doctor. We tried like different medicines until we discovered that Ritalin suits me. I take 5 mg in the morning, 5 mg in the morning at 9 o'clock, last a little bit, one, take a little break and take another tablet around 3:30 when I have to go to work. And that wears off about 7 o'clock when I'm winding down from work. And that works for me. And I don't take at the weekend. So everyone's different. But you just have to do what's best for your child and what works for you as a family.
All right, great message, Patricia. Thanks very much indeed. And a very interesting one to wrap up from Gareth.
How are you, lads? Ever since I've came to Australia about 2 years ago, I've never met so many people who are medicated for ADHD over here. Everybody and their nanny is medicated. Anyone you talk to is on dexamphetamines or dexies, and that be children or adults. Everybody seems to be medicated over here for ADHD.
And I think that's the point that Kathleen was getting at. She believes that it is far too common now and totally out of proportion with the amount of people that actually have the condition.
I had no idea what Dexys was. I thought it was a band from the 80s that sang
No, it's not.
Come on, Eileen. No. Did you know what Dexys were?
Well, I do now, thanks to Garrett's message.
Dexamethamphetamine.
Yes, yeah. And the point is, the belief, and this, watch the documentary, it's very interesting. You may not agree with anything that's said in it, but it is trying to imply as well that the big winners out of this,
Big Pharma,
is Big Pharma. Literally, they're making money out of the fact that so many people have been diagnosed with ADHD and that so many are actually being treated with medication. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts, and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. We'll talk to you on the next one.